Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Our next guest to kick off the noon hour and to head us into the weekend this afternoon, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, who just wrapped up back-to-back seminars.
Back-to-back?
Back-to-back. He had one solo and then one with Keith Bullock.
I demand.
Both were jam-packed with students. It's a sellout event yet again. What's a fabulous event here on the Vanderbilt University campus. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. This is a great event. And Keith Bullock was through the roof talking about working with a former player slash coach type analyst, which I think is a great piece of information. He's certainly very good in that role in a lot of different ways.
You love events like this, don't you?
I do. I love the business, and I like what they're doing here, and I like the opportunity for the interaction that you get to have, because this, you know, this business obviously meant a lot to me, and I was fortunate that I worked with and for a lot of great people who were exceedingly helpful, and you try to pass on anything that you can, including not making the mistakes that I made. That's normally what my seminar is.
So don't get kicked out of high school. That was one of the first things he told you people. Very helpful advice.
Thank you, Costanza.
Yeah, a lot of return on investment for you there.
Yes.
Get into acting as well.
Get into acting. Yes.
I can't wait to see this film. I'm going to set out some time this weekend to watch it.
Cecil.
Cecil is the movie.
And I've
video
seen,
on demand.
Yes, I've seen previews. And, of course, Mike and I are friends with the guy who wrote and directed, produced this film that Mike is the basketball coach in.
Yes, it's not a big role.
But it's a role.
It's played
with low rims in this game?
I'm not commenting on that.
It's a speaking role.
I'm not commenting on that.
Well, it's children's league.
It's a children's league. That's true. I mean, you can assume, but all the jokes about a stunt double, and I'm not taking that.
Who did you
I'll reserve the rest of my jokes until after.
Was this like Nick Nolte channeling Bobby Knight in his role in Blue Chips? Did you channel any one coach in this performance?
There is a thrown chair.
There are three thrown chairs. So you make your own judgment.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's put it this way. I didn't have to go method to play the role.
Daniel Day-Lewis joined us now.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Yes, I stayed.
He stayed in character for days.
Screamed at the children while the cameras were rolling and not. Yes.
He no longer answers to Mike Keith. It's just the character from the
Coach. That's how we had to refer to him in the Titan radio booth this year.
Yes,
Coach.
Please. You know, we filmed that 4 years ago.
Are you serious?
That's how long it took to make this thing happen. Actually, it took 8 years from start to finish for Spencer Fritz to make it happen. And for kids' movies, it's a very competitive world. And I learned a lot about that I had no idea.
Okay. One of the first things I thought of when I saw the preview, does Mike Keith now have a vote? And is he a member of the Screen Actors Guild? Because you have a speaking role on film.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Did you get a?
I would love to get
a piece of the action.
Yeah, I got the back end. Yeah, I have points. No, but I to answer your question right there, I'd love to, because you get all those screeners.
Yes.
Yes.
So that would be great. Yeah, I would love that, because then you get to watch all those movies for free.
I could come over and watch those.
Yeah,
we're gonna start showing up at his house.
That's right. People
Friday nights at Mike's house.
That's it.
How busy are you right now behind the scenes? And I say you as the Titans organization.
He's not very busy.
Preparing for the draft in a couple of months.
It's more busy than it's ever been at this point before, because the draft is here. And because we are working so hard as an organization to get ready for all the different things we're going to do for season ticket members, all the opportunities that we're going to put out there, all the things that we're going to do, you know, through our various channels with the team. In essence, I mean, you have a couple of days in February where you can get away and do, you know, do a few things to kind of get your life back in order. But it's not as it normally is, where if you don't make the playoffs, January and February are normally very quiet. It has not been that way this year, which is, you know, it's a great thing, because the thought that we have the draft in Nashville is just mind-boggling. It is so exciting, and there'll be plenty of time to get away and do whatever in June and July. That'll be okay. I think we want to make sure, as an organization, that we do everything we can to take advantage of this phenomenal opportunity.
And do you get the sense that this is not just a Nashville moment, this is a moment for the Tennessee Titans in hosting an event like this?
I think it's both, but I mean, it's such a Nashville moment first and foremost, though, because the job that Butch Spiridon and their team did to make this happen, and the job that Nashville has done, how many people had to come together in government, in various services, promotions. I mean, the team is obviously a part of that, but it's a Nashville thing. For us, it's just that I think we have some chances to pull back the curtain on certain things for our season ticket members, and we're going to try to do that as much as possible. It's important that, and we've had to get across, that it is not the Titans event. It's the NFL's event. So we don't have, you know, access to every part of it. You know, you're not going to be able to go up there and stand with Roger Goodell while he makes the picks. Had a friend want to know if he could be back.
And no, like, Kyle, you can't.
Yeah, no, Kyle, you can't do that.
Well, somebody should be there whispering pronunciations of the names.
And here we go.
Oh.
Now we're going to start in on the commissioner.
Costanza's back.
Well, commissioner.
Costanza begins on the commissioner.
Commissioner's horrific.
Well, he's had some moments, Mariotto, where he has messed up a couple of names. But for the Titans, it, you know, we're trying to bring it as close to home as we possibly can in the ways that we can. And I mean, you're going to talk about who the top five tight ends are in the draft, but there's also a lot more to it. And the part that they were able to pull off where people are going to be able to be there and be right there in it in that way is remarkable. And, you know, I didn't see it going that way. I don't think anybody saw it necessarily going that way. And for this community to gain the confidence of the NFL to say, we've done this sort of thing before, we can do it this way, to where we give more accessibility to the draft than ever before. I mean, it is a phenomenal compliment to this community.
I'll take this a step further and just call you the voice of Nashville. Mike Keith, the voice of Nashville.
Wow.
Our guest. I didn't realize it worked this way, but you technically had to nominate our friend Jonathan Hutton here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Man of the Year. You did this in 2008. Hutton has in place some incredible plans for this. Tell us about nominating him and what you've seen so far.
Well, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Man, Woman of the Year competition is something so phenomenal because it raises a lot of important funds. But in all seriousness, Paul, the thing that it does that's most important is it gets people talking about this. And blood cancers are incredible killers. They are not killers like they once were. I lost a friend when I was in first grade who today, because of the technology, would have lived. He would have been cured. We're getting closer on this all the time. We're making steps. And there are a lot of feelings in the scientific community that if you start to figure out the blood cancers, it's going to make it easier to solve other cancers. So this is a big deal. And it's ironic because I was getting coffee this morning. I visited with someone else who has just beaten lymphoma, a friend that I've known, and I've known way too many people who have experienced this. It was meaningful in my life to do this. It's one of the best experiences that I've had. Jonathan will do it so much better than I did it, and I'm so excited about him doing it and so proud of him and you guys and 104.5 supporting him in this, because this makes a difference. The money, what it does for research, what it does for treatment, what it does for the families, because so much of that is forgotten, how much the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does to help families as you go through this. There are a lot of people who sleep in waiting rooms, drive in from other areas while treatments are going on. I mean, this is a big deal. I know you didn't expect an answer this long, but this one hits close to my heart, and I'm so proud that Jonathan Hutton is going to do this and can't wait for Monday and the campaign to start.
I'm all in, and I can't wait for it to start either. And, you know, in sports, we look at the stats a lot.
Sure.
And the same goes with cancer. Every 3 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Every 9 minutes, someone passes away due to blood cancer. And the stats behind the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which I will say more starting on Monday, with the nonprofit and the work they do, a lot of the nonprofits, not knocking them, because they do great work too. But the staff money and everything that goes into running the organization, a lot of the donations that go in, it's dispersed differently. With LLS, it goes straight into research and awareness and helping out the families and helping out treatments and trying to find a cure. I can't wait to get started on a 10-week campaign that kicks off on Monday. Paul, thank you for bringing that up, because Mike called me. This was last fall. And he was like, only do this if you are 100% in.
Absolutely.
And I thought long and hard about it, and I'm going to give it everything I've got starting on Monday.
You'll do great. And it's not easy.
Nope.
But people who are fighting blood cancers have it much harder.
That's right.
And when you're out there representing them in this way and battling for them, it's the most worthwhile thing you'll ever do.
Where are you headed? You just did two speaking engagements. You did the radio here.
Kiwanis
lunch.
I might go watch a little basketball tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Might see the
number one balls.
I might see the number one basketball team in the country.
Are you in the white or orange section of the Checker Thompson Bowling?
I haven't checked yet.
You haven't looked yet.
His car's just loaded up with white.
Not a clue. Yeah.
You'll find that out tonight.
Don't mess it up for everybody.
I can text you the information.
I'll be that guy who messes it up.
Don't mess it up for everybody. Come on, people love it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for being here. And Paul, so great seeing you again.
Always love the time, Mike.
It's always so wonderful.
I can't wait to see your film.
Well, I bet.
Simon will
enjoy it. It's an hour and 20 minutes of goodness if you're under 10.
Yep, and it's Cecil. You can find
it. Under 12.
I tweeted about this at Hutton 104.5. We can retweet it from Midday 180, Wes, with the link and
how you can
find it online.
Yeah, Wes.
Because I got points.
That's right.
I got back end.
You can follow Mike on Twitter at Titans. That's where you can find him.
At Titans. His personal. Everyone take that down. That's his personal account.
This is the Midday 180. Served up by Wendy's.